Welcome back, everybody. We have made it through another week. And we all deserve congratulations for that. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Friday at this time, we are joined by my good friend and colleague at Civic Media, Terry Barr, for a little dose of what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Before we do that, literally minutes ago, this update from the New York Times, the Trump administration has said that it filed an emergency application to stop the funding of full SNAP benefits. It filed that emergency application at the Supreme Court within the last half hour. Is somebody around who's going to be like, Mr. President, it might not be the best look after a judge tells you to just fund the SNAP benefits for you to go to court, not once, but twice, to basically say, I'd rather see Americans go hungry. We're going to fight this. It's ridiculous. Just pay the SNAP benefits. It's okay to be nice every once in a while. Terry, tell me something good. Literally, tell me something
every
good.
Every once in a while. Yes, Maggie. Okay, I'm gonna dive right into this for you.
Please.
Because this story kind of surprised me. It's very, very overlooked. And you might say it was even lost to history. It's about Veterans Day, which is next Tuesday. And there's an important tie back to Wisconsin. So let me tell you, Harvey Higley is the man we're talking about. He devoted his entire life to service after the Marinette County man graduated from UW-Madison in 1915. So here's the rest of the story most people have never heard. He went and connected with President Eisenhower about something very important. And here's what I found out when I talked to Todd Pritchard from the Wisconsin Alumni Association about Harvey Higley's life.
He never forgot the men that he saw so bravely fight in World War I. So he really dedicated the rest of his life to helping those men and women and making sure that they weren't forgotten. He went on to become he was the commander of the American Legion in Wisconsin right at the beginning of World War II. He was part of the Eisenhower administration. He became the administrator of Veterans Affairs, became part of that administration in 1953. He took on that role right as World War II obviously had ended and the Korean War was still going on. So that was the time in American history where we had the most veterans to take care of. And unfortunately, there were a lot of financial issues going on in the country. We had just fought a major war. We're still in another war, right? And so he really fought hard to make sure that those veterans got the benefits that they were promised and that they deserved.
It doesn't end there, Maggie. He, during the Veterans Affairs Administration, as he served, he's the one that created the GI Bill. Veterans be able to further their education after service. And here's the Veterans Day tie-in. He persuaded President Eisenhower to change Armistice Day to Veterans Day, which would then be a national holiday. And the president signed it into law then in 1954. So this is the whole thing about trying to remember this man, Harvey Higley, again, from Marinette County in Wisconsin. He obviously made sure that everyone else through Veterans Day is being remembered. And when I found out about his history, I felt like I needed to share this so we remember him too.
Oh, that's amazing. And what a point of pride for Wisconsinites that this native Wisconsinite helped create the GI Bill. And that is amazing. It is timely. And, you know, it does relate to some of our broader conversations that we have here on this program. You know, the GI Bill was an incredibly powerful tool, especially after World War II, that helped build middle-class wealth, right? That home ownership is such an essential key to building wealth. As most folks know, if you've looked at the GI Bill, while it was facially neutral in its language, it was applied in a way that it did not provide those benefits to Black World War II veterans. Mm-hmm. And that fact, coupled with the fact that most of the New Deal benefits, whether you're talking about right. Social Security or Medicaid, explicitly mm-hmm. excluded jobs that were predominantly held by Black Americans at the time, those two things that much of the New Deal excluded by hook or crook Black Americans from the benefits of those New Deal policies, plus the fact that the GI Bill was implemented in a way that excluded Black veterans from those benefits, is part of why we see such an enormous racial wealth gap in this country amongst middle class folks. And again, it's one of those things that I was talking to a pretty famous news person here in Wisconsin, and she shared with me yesterday mm-hmm. that one of her colleagues, also a pretty famous news person here in Wisconsin, did not know that the New Deal and the GI Bill were implemented in a way that basically kept those benefits from Black Americans. That was news to a newsman who has been wow. doing this for 30 years in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I'll just say this, mm-hmm. that is why we need to teach actual history and not a whitewashed, sanitized version.
Absolutely.
Thereof.
One other good thing, Higley did move forward eventually and was able to open VA services mm. to all African American servicemen and women.
Thank you, Terry. We did not plan that. Thank you for bringing us a full and complete history and something that Wisconsinites can be very proud of. Thank you, Mr. Yes. Hinckley. Thank you, Terry Barr. Thank you for listening. Folks, remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.